Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Speed is Not Understanding. There's a push right now towards speed. Faster answers, faster completion, faster results. And it can feel productive. It can feel like things are moving even forward. But there's a question underneath all of that. Is faster actually better? Because in learning, speed and understanding are not the same thing. Before we get into it though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is my therapist. I see her a couple of times a month and she's been incredibly impactful for me, especially walking through grief after my mom passed 2 years ago. It's been meaningful work. It's been valuable work. And I'm so thankful for that space that I get to go and share and talk and not feel shame in that. Boy, it's been impactful in my life. Second thing that I'm thankful for is the circus with my family. Getting to take my youngest child with my wife. That was just fun, memorable, and just special. It's one of those moments where just being present and enjoying it was so powerful, and I'm thankful for that. Third thing that I'm thankful for, my 15-year-old son and his love for sports, his energy, his love for this academics and thinking with math and science and how hard he works to do his best. And that's something that I'm really proud of and thankful to see and watch come through as he works through his journey of life here. I'm thankful for that. Well, let's get back into the main topic, y'all. There is a growing expectation right now to move quickly, to get through things faster, to produce more efficiently, to keep everything moving. And in some areas, that does make sense. But in learning, we have to be careful. So the topic that we're focusing on once again is speed is not understanding. First and foremost, fast answers can create the illusion of learning. Think about it. Fast answers can look impressive, especially when everything appears clean and complete. It can feel finished right away, like the work is done and ready to move on. But that doesn't mean real learning actually happened. It can create the illusion of understanding without the thinking underneath it. Like if you have a student who turns something in quickly and confidently, but then struggles to explain how they got their answer. That gap between looking right and understanding is important because that's where we see the difference between doing and knowing. Understanding, it takes time. Real understanding takes time, and it doesn't usually happen instantly. It takes processing where students actually sit with an idea and make sense of it. It takes repetition. It does. Seeing something more than once in different ways. And it takes real thinking, not just recognizing something quickly. If you have a student working through confusion and starting to connect ideas, that's where you see the real learning taking place. That processing, it can feel slow in the classroom, but it's where learning actually builds. It's not flashy, not flashy at all, but it's real. That's what, that's what we're after in our classrooms. Struggle slows things down for a reason. That productive struggle. Struggle naturally slows learning down. And that's not something to remove. It is not. It's actually part of how learning deepens and sticks. When students struggle, they have to think differently. They have to try again. They have to adjust and keep working through it. If you have a student who gets stuck and doesn't immediately have the answer, that's okay. That's where some productive struggle exists and lives. Because if that's where the growth starts to take place. It's not in smooth movements, but in challenging ones as learning is taking place. Speed can skip the thinking process. When everything moves quickly, thinking can get skipped without us even realizing it. Reflection, it doesn't happen. Processing also doesn't happen. And students move from start to finish without engaging deeply. If you have a student who rushes through an assignment just to be done, that's a problem. And because then you have that student who doesn't really think about what they're doing, and that's truly not learning. Even if it looks complete, it's just completion. Learning and completion are those things are not the same. Slower movements often lead to deeper learning. Slowing down, it creates space for better thinking, higher level thinking, space to reflect, question, and make meaning right there in the classroom. Space for students to actually engage with the content. When you have class discussions that sometimes take longer than planned, but lead to deeper understanding across the room, that time is not wasted. It's valuable. It's critical. It's precious. It builds something stronger than rushing ever could. And those moments are worth protecting. And that's what we have to do as educators. Speed can produce answers, but only time can build understanding. And that's something we can't rush in education. Not all students learn at the same pace. Students learn at different speeds, and that's completely normal. Some pick things up quickly, while others need more time and support. That doesn't mean that one student is better than the other student. It just means learning looks different for different students. You have one student who is ready to move on and another who needs the concept explained in a new way. That difference matters in how we teach, and we have to respond to those moments intentionally. And there's pressure to move fast. And that pressure to move fast can hurt learning. When there is that pressure to move quickly, students can start to feel that. They may stop asking questions because they don't want to fall behind. They may stop thinking deeply and just try to keep up. Like if you have a student who rushes just to finish on time instead of actually understanding what they're doing, that pressure changes how students engage, and not in a way that supports real learning. That's something we have to be aware of. Teachers, they create the pace of the classroom. The pace of the classroom is shaped truly by the teacher's decisions. It doesn't just happen. It's created intentionally through how we structure time, lessons, and expectations in the classroom. We have to take moments where we're choosing to slow down and revisit something important, even when the schedule says to move on. That decision sends a message about what matters, and it directly impacts how students learn. That's a powerful responsibility, Funky Teachers. That's powerful, and it's a critical responsibility that we have to have as educators. And understanding, it shows up in explanation. You can tell when a student truly understands something, not just by what they turn in, by what they can explain, how they think through a problem, how they connect ideas together. If you have a student who talks through their reasoning step by step, that's where learning becomes visible, not just in the final answer, but in the thinking behind it. And the goal is not faster, it's deeper. Truly, the goal of learning has never been speed. It's always been depth and real understanding. It's ability to think, to apply, and to make meaning. That, Funky Teachers, it hasn't changed, even if everything else feels faster. If you have a student, you might have a student who can take what they've learned and use it in a new situation. See, that's when you know it's stuck, when students can take learning and apply it to a new situation. And that's truly what we're trying to build on every single day. We're building every day that type of learning. The goal is not to get through learning faster. It's to make learning stick. And that takes time, y'all. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that wherever you are right now, if things feel rushed, if things feel like they're moving too fast, if there's pressure to keep everything going, just remember this. Speed is not the goal. Understanding is. And in a world that keeps pushing faster and faster, you have the ability to slow things down in the moment in those moments that matter the most, to give students time to think, time to even struggle, time to actually understand what they're learning. And in those moments, those are the ones that stick. Those are the ones that students carry with them long after they leave your classroom. So don't be afraid to slow it down, because that's where the real learning lives. Well, if you found value in this episode, y'all, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.